Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is my sweet friend, Miss Dana Lynch with Human Resources 911. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Y'all should see Dana. She looks like a beautiful Easter spring bouquet of flowers with all the pretty colors.
You're
on.
So kind. Thank you, Julie.
So, Dana, I know, but let's talk about what you've got going on. So you have just opened an HR business. Talk about that.
That's right. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. So my company is Human Resources 911, and it is a human resources business that kind of encompasses the full spectrum of human resources. So we offer payroll services, recruitment services, interviewing, investigations. Also, a big focus on my company is helping people with disabilities and veterans find their forever jobs. So that's really something that we're focusing on.
Good. So do you have a certain number of employees when you're working with these businesses, like kind of your target that you're looking for?
Sure. I'm looking, I work with companies primarily, anywhere from startups to around 50 employees. So I'm really trying to help the small businesses and the small business owners set up their HR departments.
Oh, good. And so how did you, I know how you got into this, but let's talk about that. Talk about how long have you been in human resources? What's your background?
Sure. So I've been in HR over 25 years. And I've worked in different industries, but my most recent experience has been with the Walgreens distribution center. So I've worked there almost 18 years before retiring. And, a little bit before that, I did get my degree in human resource management. I've got a master's degree, and I'm also certified in human resources. And, having had that experience with Walgreens, I received a lot of great training, a lot of great experiences in helping veterans and people with disabilities find their forever jobs with the company, and really helping them set up their accommodations for success.
Did you know that working with people with disabilities and veterans, did you know that was a passion of yours before you started there, or while you were working there, did that just kind of come to the top?
Sure. Well, honestly, it's kind of like three segments of my life have kind of come together right now for me. And so kind of the early part of my life, I had a cousin that had Down syndrome, and I was about, as a young child, she was a teenager. So we really got along great, and she just made a big lasting impact on me of just how, how we were able to do everything together. There really was no difference between she and I. And also, my family has a military background, so I'm a daughter, a granddaughter, and a wife of a veteran of the United States Army. And I also saw just how difficult it was for them to transition from military service into civilian professions. Mm-hmm. And that has become, a big focus on mine. And then, of course, when I had the pleasure of working for the Walgreens distribution centers, those worlds just kind of came together for me, and just had wonderful experiences helping people with that. And so now that I'm retired, I've opened up this company, and that's going to just be a big focus on what we do.
That's very cool. All right. So you are going to be focusing on that, and you have an event. You have an event coming up where specifically you're focusing on individuals with disabilities.
That's right.
Veterans.
That's right. No, I'm very, very excited about it. I'm very excited to be able to help my community and help folks that I know it's very difficult for them to ask for help for. So this event is going to be on May 15th at the Civic Center. It's a job fair to help veterans and people with disabilities. I'm looking to recruit employers and service providers in the area that focus on this segment of our community to help them. And we're going to be offering jobs, and we're going to be offering services to them. It's going to be May 15th at the Civic Center. It's on a Wednesday. Waxahachie Civic Center. And it's going to be from 9 until 1.
And is there a cost for people to attend?
No, great question. Thank you for asking that. No, it's absolutely free. There is no cost whatsoever. Just looking for employers, service providers to come in and be vendors at this event, and then for the community to come in. If you have a spouse, if you have a child, if you have a relative that might need some help in this area, come on out. You will have a great time.
Good. Let's talk about the disabilities part of this, because I had talked about this the other day. We disabilities isn't always something that, like you were talking about your cousin having Down syndrome, there are other disabilities that people may not be thinking of, such as?
That's right. So, you know, when people think of disabilities, sometimes, you know, we think of just like a visual type of disability, maybe someone in a wheelchair, someone that has to use a cane. But there's also invisible disabilities such as anxiety, PTSD, reading disabilities, learning mm-hmm. disabilities. And so it kind of covers the spectrum. And I know it's just really hard sometimes for people to be vulnerable and expose that part of their life and to kind of even ask for help. And so for over 25 years, that's what I've done. I've helped people whenever they share, you know, I have a this or I have a that. And, you know, most employers are required under the ADA to help them with their accommodations and go through an interactive process. And it's a wonderful way to help people open up and get the help that they need and have wonderful, successful careers.
What if there's an employer listening or someone who works for a company and wants to get their employer more involved? Could they call you and maybe talk about what does that look like starting a program like that?
They sure can. There's a lot of companies that are actively, you know, recruiting for veterans and people with disabilities nowadays. And so it's become more of an open conversation. And so absolutely, they can call me and I'll be happy to help them set up. And I'll give you a couple of examples, too, of folks that were very, very successful. So I had a young man that had a vision impairment that wanted an HR career. But he kept getting blocked because people felt he couldn't use the computer or use the telephone. And through assistive devices and through the state voc rehab, we were able to set him up. And he's had a long career helping people in HR using the computer, using the telephone, and completely blind. Also have worked with people that have hearing impairments or completely deaf, and they drive forklifts. And people think that's not possible, but they are. People with disabilities are just wonderful individuals that, you know, they will tend to be very loyal to the company. They have wonderful attendance. They have very high productivity because they're so thankful to be able to be given an opportunity when so many doors have been shut.
Yeah. So what if someone, like, so I would be thinking, I'm just thinking of things that I would be questioning if I was an employer. So say I'm a small business and I think, man, I don't know that I could afford, I'd love to be able to offer those accommodations, but how could I afford to do that? Is that something I even want to try to get into? Are there resources and things available that can help people who want to get involved in that?
Absolutely. That tends to be the first thought is like, oh gosh, an accommodation might be really expensive or it might be a hardship to the business, but a lot of it can be free or very, very low cost, and you can use a lot of creativity around it. So as far as like resources, there's agencies and providers, and also the state has a vocational rehab aspect to it where they will help provide and set up a lot of these accommodations for the employer. Sometimes it's also just being creative. So, for example, I had a young man that had Down syndrome, and, you know, sometimes they had a little bit of hard time focusing on the work. And so he happened to like pirates. And I am a Disney fan. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. So mm-hmm. did he. And so I just created a report card every day that he could take home to his mom and show him how great he did. And
oh,
so
neat.
Every time he got his little pirate on his report card, you know, he was so happy and he became really successful. And that was completely free as an example.
Yeah, that's cool. So if you're interested in doing that, if you're interested in even entertaining the idea, and it doesn't hurt to ask questions, it doesn't hurt to talk to Dana. She might, you know, she most likely will have some amazing ideas and suggestions for you. And so, Dana, people want to get involved. What's the best way to find this information?
Sure. They can go to my website. It's humanresources911.org. Or I also have a website that's hr911.org for short. And on the website, you can get in touch with me there. And you can all of my phone number and email information is listed there as well.
So this is, if someone's just tuning in, this is where you're talking about your health fair or a job fair you're going to have on May 15th. Specifically for
people with disabilities and veterans, and also for service providers. So I'm trying to connect people and resources in our community mm-hmm. for folks that have a hard time asking for help, and trying to connect all the resources so that people can find their forever jobs, and hopefully we can change some lives that day.
So you're a connector.
I am. I'm a people connector.
Perfect. On May 15th from 9 to 1, is that
9
right?
9 to 1, yes.
At the Waxahachie Civic Center.
Completely free.
Completely free. Contact Dana at HR911 or humanresources911.com.
Dot org.
Dot org. Dot org. don'tyoustay.com, do.org. And then, like always, I always say you can always contact the chamber if I completely fumbled that so much that you don't even remember what it was. Just contact the chamber, and we'll get you set up with Dana Lynch with Human Resources 911.
Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you very much for having me today.
All right. We'll talk to y'all next time.